Dr. Faber taking an office note on patient Nobi Cleaver, N-O-B-I-E, Cleaver, C-L-E-A-V-E-R, date of birth 12/17/1955, date of service 11/2/2023. Paragraph, the patient is 67-year-old African-American female who's presenting to my office because of decreased kidney function. Her past medical history includes hypertension for years, back scoliosis, decreased vision left eye, period. She was noted to have decreased function by her labs done at her primary care doctor when she was found to have a GFR of 58 milliliters per minute, period. Past surgical history includes three left eye surgeries, period. Allergy, she's allergic to hydrocodone and Cellcept, period. Social history, patient currently is single. Her ex-husband is deceased. She's had two children, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug use. She's still working in IT. Family history, father's medical history is unknown, as he died when she was very young. Her mother has chronic kidney disease, and one sister has food allergies, period. Review of systems reveals no headache. She does have decreased vision left eye, no chest pain or shortness of breath. She reports to me left side occipital shooting type of pain on and off lasting for around 5 minutes. This happens over the last few months. Also, she does report left flank pain intermittent for hours without any radiation, period. She does not have any chest pain or shortness of breath, no nausea or vomiting. She has good appetite, occasional constipation. No blood in the stools or black stools, period. She has nocturia up to one time at night, no straining upon urination. She has complete bladder emptying, no urinary incontinence, occasional leg swelling. All other systems are reviewed and are negative. Immunization, she received two shots of the COVID-19 gene therapy, period. Paragraph, on physical exam, her vital signs, as mentioned above, HNT. Right pupil is reactive to light and accommodation. No JVD, moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no red pupil, paragraph, neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm, no muscle S2, no murmurs heard, no friction, her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard. Back, she does have severe scoliosis and asymmetrical muscles in the back, period. Abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity. Extremities, there is no edema at the lower extremity. She has varicose veins noted. Neuro exam is non focal. Investigations available to me include the following. Her BUN is 19, creatinine 1.06, estimated GFR is 58 milliliters per minute, potassium 4.6, albumin 4.2, liver enzymes are normal, her hemoglobin is 12.8 with MCV of 79.8, her D-dimer is 0.56, period. Assessment and plan. One, hypertension uncontrolled in the office, however controlled at home. She is going to bring with her her blood pressure log from home to review next visit. Next, severe scoliosis, neck pain, back pain, most likely related to muscle imbalance. We'll send her to see outpatient physical therapy for rehab and for evaluation and treatment. Next, diagnosis, elevated D-dimer, we are going to repeat prior to starting her on nitrokinase if needed. Next diagnosis, chronic kidney disease stage 3A. We are going to do a full renal workup including imaging studies and serologic workup and quantification of proteinuria. Period, paragraph. I'll see patient back in around 2 weeks for further recommendations and report. Thanks.